100 word stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And we got some stories in this week on the topic of diet. So let's go ahead and listen while they tell us their stories. Or, I guess, if you're the one who wrote a story, then we're listening to your story with all the others' stories, I mean. Okay.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and the word this week is diet. So here's my little 100-word story called Mr. Tibble's Special Diet. Paula had him from a kitten. His once luxurious coat was matted and shed hair as he limped by. He'd lost the leg while he was sat in the road washing. Because of a kidney problem, he could only eat expensive food from the vets. It was measured out twice daily. After his second 25-gram meal, he sat meowing by the window until Paula opened it to let him out. Outside, he ate the remains of a KFC bargain bucket from the bin, drank from a brackish puddle, while Paula watched, thinking it was probably time for a new cat. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 874, with the prompt of diet. Lawrence, I'm sure you're tired of hearing us say it, but I hope you feel better. Anyway, here's my story. As if to prove her assertion that Bilbert's touch increased her magical powers, Sabrina reached out and put her hand on his. As she did, her eyes went wide. "Oh no!" she gasped, and looked at the door to the ice cream parlor. Two hulking teenagers blocked the exit. With hair so greasy and their faces covered with pimples they must be living on a diet of potato chips and french fries, the girl of the two growled, "We are of the Dark Knights. We have your friend, Lanolin. If you want her to live, you must come with us." Thanks for listening, and we hope to see you next week.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Diet is such a wonderful word, he thought. The thought of restraining yourself from eating what you want is delightful. Saying, "No thank you, I'm full," when you've been eyeing that food for the past half hour is enchanting. And the taunting sneers, they think those "no thank yous" are as fake as their boobs and their mustaches tinted black. And when, in a moment of sheer restraint, you stab just one of them in the eye, then all is well. You don't have to worry anymore. You'll eat what's given to you. Diet is such a wonderful word. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. Join me on Facebook as well. I'm Lizzie Goodcough there too. And talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. It's Richard. And here's my story on the topic diet. It's called Weighty Matters. It was one of those loaded questions. You know the sort. The ones that come out of the blue from nowhere, leaving you no choice but to answer. And whatever answer you give, you're damned. Should I go on a diet? I busied myself with my breakfast, hoping she'd let it pass, but knowing my fate was sealed. "Well," she gave me a steely look, "am I overweight? Should I go on a diet?" I sighed and smiled at her. "You don't need to diet? You just need to buy bigger clothes? Well, it seems that was the wrong answer. All done. Till next time. Goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called It's All in the Delivery. The great theologian Rasmus of Trent had a flamboyant presentation style. When speaking of the great parting of the empire, he placed a large glass bottle on the podium filled with an abundance of night crawlers. He waited. The students looked on in dark silence. Smiling, he offered an eclectic hint. Heschloff's garden. Silence. Then another. Charles V. And yet another. Frederick III. Walking in front of the ring of chairs, he whispered into the ear of his prized pupil. Beaming, he announced, "Diet of worms." Riley, Rasmus of Trent, stated, happily, while Luther branded a heretic, he wasn't asked to dine on same. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I'm a very ordinary, average, type of person. Not too short, nor too tall. Fairly slim. Not tending towards fat. And unremarkable when it comes to looks. I'm no supermodel, but then again, I'm not but ugly, either. If you happen to pass me in the street, you might spare me a second glance. But then again, you might simply pass me by, without even noticing. They do say that a balanced diet is a good thing. And I can't disagree. Cannibalism needn't be unhealthy. You just need to be choosy. And I'm living proof. You are what you eat.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
It's been a while since I last wrote a new story here. I've been diagnosed with a lot of conditions, and they all overlap in their symptoms, as well as their impact on each other. An allergy to this, a sensitivity to that, medications for one, aggravate the other. Do this, change that, can't eat anything on this list or that list, but this list is, oh, wait, can't eat that either. Until it all becomes so much, my anxiety goes through the roof and into the stratosphere. Here's some pills for it, which cancel out all the other pills.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of diet. The next weekly challenge, well, I'm posting the topic in the post for this one, and it's also up on the website, which this post is on. The next topic is a pick two. Point, heat, carrots, rust, wafer thin, and creep. And you can get instructions on, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Up there in the corner, you can click the link to get the schedule, or you can click Weekly Challenge, or this post, or it's all up there. Thank you all for being a part of this, and y'all's message of support, and hopefully things turn around soon. And that's it for today. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.